Just You may need to. Sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three set setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press F8. Interesting. The cable might be a little loose or something. Oh, we got it.
In some cases, match what we were talking about. Customers
How do I, okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. And the method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. The user can input a channel or a volume setting, and it will be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote where it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote, input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition, processor to take the information, something to transmit it to the TV, and we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you would have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we'd probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, the chip would process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. So my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you wouldn't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out the location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation. Yeah, I was an engineer before I came here. It's easy to implement.
Okay. So, the buzzer, yeah.
Locator. Well, I was thinking about that, but I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also, if the TV is on, it's making sound, and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says, like, one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one, or it seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you would implement it. It's a cool idea, but. Well, you would have to have a button on a TV or on your wall or someplace, but I was thinking since the TV already has power. Yeah, you click the button, it's going to send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not going to work. So probably like a radio signal, like on a cell phone. Sends out a signal and then the remote hears the signal and so it beeps probably. It would have to be sold separately because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote. Yeah, I'd probably just stick it on your TV. So if you need to find the remote, click the button. Yeah, so it would be a two-part package. Yeah, I think so. On the TV or on the phone? Seemed like a beep seemed the most reasonable to me. I think that's what the phone has. I mean, when you need to find your phone, you just have someone call it and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can figure out that it's in the couch or wherever. Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international? Okay, so you'd need like a whole different set of buttons for everybody's VCRs. Yeah, other than that region encoding thing.
And it's not used that much, so, and it's usually that red, and I think it's quite nice to keep it like that.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean, because unless
it might be confusing.
Yeah, I never think to hold something down.
But if you want to reduce some
Yeah, you can have the number going around in the corner. Doesn't it rotate though? So it'll be moving around. If it works on an iPod, then it works.
Yeah. So
I don't have one. Oh. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think it's the wheel dealie. Yeah. And they're reprogrammable, aren't they? You can put on your songs and then put on a different set. That's probably why they're expensive. They're like little computers. The DVD is simple, you just have play, pause, eject, and menu maybe. Oh yeah. But it's cool to have it all in one because you want to turn it on, then you want to turn up the volume, and then you want to go to the menu, so you don't want to switch.
You would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere, so like you can read it on TV or on DVD or you're on PC.
Well, the DVD is only like 4 buttons.
Yeah, but I mean, like to switch the function of the little circle disc.
Oh, but I think the circle only does. Channel isn't applicable to DVD, really, because you don't want to. But volume is, and volume is actually controlled on the TV, so you don't have to switch.
So, what I'm saying, like, does it make sense to have, like, some kind of a button, so, like, if you're on TV, like, you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD,
guess we could try that.